April 6, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Marriage Guidance. Opening Prayer. My God and Heavenly Father, thank you for raising Jesus from the dead to redeem me. Gladly, I accept the salvation you offer me in your Son. Read Proverbs chapter 5, warning against adultery. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. At the end of your life you will groan, when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breasts satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly. Reflect. Where do you see changes in attitudes toward marriage in the church today? I have been married for several years and love my partner, but I recently met someone else. So began a recent letter to a newspaper advice column. If the writer of Proverbs were asked for advice in such a situation, his reply would be to avoid the source of temptation and rekindle your love for your partner. These chapters of Proverbs are written as advice to a young man and reflect the roles of men and women in the society of the time. In the Good News Bible, all the advice is addressed to my child rather than my son, but the pressures on men and women are different. What advice on relationships would you give to a young woman living in today's society, or to single people, or to those attracted to members of their own sex? The 2018 BBC TV drama series The Split focused on a family firm of divorce lawyers. Despite seeing the emotional and financial costs of infidelity for their clients, some of the lawyers failed to be faithful to their own spouses. Viewers saw the resulting effects on reputations, relationships, and finances, just as predicted in verses 7 through 10. Verse 21 reminds us that our actions are not seen by TV viewers, but by the Lord himself. What will he think of our actions today? Apply. Are you someone who needs to be challenged by God's word, or do you know someone you can help as they struggle with pleasing God with choices concerning their marriage? Go to God for help. Closing prayer. Father, I pray for those who are dealing with the consequences of broken relationships and for the agencies that provide help, support, and guidance. Please use your word to bring repentance and healing, peace, and hope.